Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. On the west bank of the River Nile, near the city of Luxor, Egypt, lie the farming villages of El Maris and Armat, where donkeys are an essential part of life. These selfless, hard-working beings help local villagers by providing transportation, ploughing the fields, and performing other essential tasks. Animal Welfare of Luxor, or AWOL, is a non-profit animal advocacy group based in the city that works to ensure the well-being of the area's donkeys, horses, cats, and dogs. Established by three caring people from the United Kingdom, Jan Bennell and the husband and wife team of Pauline and Graham Warren, Animal Welfare of Luxor provides free-of-charge veterinary care and strives to inform locals about the best ways to care for their animal companions. Now, the organization's UK managing trustee, Jan Bennell, briefly describes the history of Animal Welfare of Luxor.
I've visited the country many times and I'd always wanted to help the animals there, but I didn't know how. And I met with a lovely English retired couple called Pauline and Graham Warren. They've moved permanently to Luxor in Egypt and they wanted to help the animals there. And it was just by chance we got to know each other, and it was meant to be, and we work very well together. I do my work here raising funds, and they're based permanently in Egypt looking after the animals.
Tack is the term for equipment such as harnesses the donkeys and horses wear.
We provide free replacement tack, which we make for equines, because local people can't afford to buy tack.
One of the main injuries are tack injuries, and by replacing tack free of charge, we prevent those injuries happening. We also find a lot of injuries to hooves. We find a lot of injuries to the neck area where the tack rubs and causes injuries. So we do all we can to advise them and help them so the animal can work and be free from pain.
Pauline and Graham Warren manufacture a special type of harness out of soft, lightweight material to replace the typical head collar made of hard metal and coarse rope, which can cause serious cuts, bruises, and discomfort to donkeys.
We provide free tack, but on the condition that we take away the old tack, which is causing injuries. We destroy that, and then we provide new tack in place of it free of charge. These can be made for £1.
Okay, so off we go around the arena.
And these are comfortable, they're covered in bandage, and they're soft. And this is a replacement head collar, which has reflective material, so it can be seen at night. It's adjustable here, and it's comfortable, and we make these in three sizes, so we can always provide a donkey with a head collar that fits them. We make these on a sewing machine, and they're easy to make and easy to supply for £1 each. We also make cushions like this, which goes on the back of the donkey, and then we make the wooden bridges that fit onto the cushion, and then we can make these breeching straps here, and we can kit out a whole donkey for £5. And we will give that free where a donkey needs it.
The compassionate group also has a vet who treats donkeys and other animals who are ill.
This is our vet, Dr. Mohammed, treating a donkey that had severe eye problems. Eye problems are a big concern to us because once the tear ducts get blocked, you end up with terrible problems with the eyes. This donkey needed an operation, but has made incredible progress and is a lot better now.
Preventative measures to safeguard the donkey's welfare are the best ways to keep them healthy and happy.
It's much more important to prevent injuries before they happen rather than start paying for antibiotics and treatment once the injuries have happened. And we hope to see every donkey in the whole area with tack like this.
When Animal World, our co-inhabitants, returns, we'll present Animal Welfare of Luxor's Shining World Compassion Award ceremony. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, where we are celebrating the Egyptian non-profit group Animal Welfare of Luxor for their compassionate work treating donkeys and other animals in the villages of Armant and El Maris near Luxor on the west bank of the Nile River. The group consists of Pauline and Graham Warren of the UK, who now live in Luxor and work directly with the animals, as well as several UK-based staff members, such as Jan Bennell, the group's UK managing trustee. Now Ms. Bennell gives us more examples of the kind care provided by her organisation.
A donkey that didn't even have a head collar, it's been tied with rope and it's given it an eye injury because the rope is cut into the eye. The free head collar simply prevents any further injury. In this country, you might get one tick. Here, many dogs get hundreds of ticks, and they each have to be taken out by us. This is Pauline here, has to take out each tick with a comb. Then the ear has to be treated. And you can see this is about a week later, and the injury is healing up, the ticks have gone. And these dogs, they're loving, friendly dogs. This is Pauline giving it a cuddle here. And they're easy to treat. They're lovely animals and they just need the care and the treatment. And they seem to know when you're helping them.
Besides providing free veterinary services to animals in need and advice on daily care to their human companions, the benevolent group also teaches children the basics of caring for their canine friends.
Many of the children find puppies that are injured, or they just find them, bring them home, and they have no idea on how to look after the animals. So we teach the children to wash them, to groom them, what medical treatment they need. And it's very important, we find, to teach the children to look after the dogs.
Animal Welfare of Luxor relies on the noble, loving and dedicated Egyptian veterinarian Mohammed to treat animals.
We're very, very lucky to have him because he wants to help the local community. A lot of vets in Egypt will work for the government and they don't train to look after donkeys and dogs and cats. So we're very lucky to have found a vet who's interested in helping equines, helping donkeys, dogs and cats. And he wants to help the local community and the animals in the local community. So we're very happy to have him, and he's wonderful.
Animal Welfare of Luxor is planning to build a well-equipped veterinary clinic to provide much-needed services to the area's sick and injured animals.
There's road accidents, they suffer all sorts of injuries. But also they have conditions like mange, they have conditions like fleas, worms, that sort of thing, which the local people have got no access to veterinary treatment, so they can't treat them. So we plan to build a clinic there so we can provide free veterinary care. We've just bought the land, which is by Luxor Bridge, and we've paid for the land now, and all the paperwork is completed, and we're now raising £30,000 to build the clinic, which will help the local community enormously.
Moved by their love for Egypt's animals, Supreme Master Ching Hai honoured Animal Welfare of Luxor with the prestigious Shining World Compassion Award and kindly contributed £6,265 toward the construction of the group's new clinic in Luxor.
This award is presented in recognition of your organization's outstanding and heartwarming care for the lives of our co-inhabitants and selfless spirit of service to the public, creating a kinder world. Your hearts are moved witnessing the donkeys' hardships who have toiled long and hard for the farmers. Homemade Wiretack is replaced by lovingly made soft, comfortable fabric harnesses, and sick animals are given the best medical treatment possible. Due to your heartfelt loving work, villages on the western side of the Nile River are assured of a brighter future with their animal helpers. Thank you for soothing and comforting our animal brethren, showering them with the love they so richly deserve. May heaven grace all the animals who give so much to humanity, both visibly and invisibly, to be respected, cared for, and cherished evermore. For bringing heartfelt care and hope to the animals, for your vision, dedication, and benevolence, and for being an exemplary model organization of kindness, we hereby applaud and celebrate the great and noble compassionate deeds of animal welfare of Luxor and its entire devoted staff, with special thanks to the founding members and supporters. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
In addition, Animal Welfare of Luxor received a beautiful crystal ward plaque and several of Supreme Master Ching Hai's wonderful books, including the number one bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
I would like to thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for our award and for your kind donation. It will help us build our clinic in Luxor. Thank you very much. We hope to build it very soon, and this will very much help us towards that. So thank you very much.
We thank Jan Benel, Pauline and Graham Warren, and the rest of Animal Welfare of Luxor's staff and volunteers for their selfless work helping our animal friends in the city of Luxor. We also wish to convey our best regards and sincere prayers to you and all of Egypt's caring, dedicated animals. For more details on Animal Welfare of Luxor, please visit eoluk.co.uk/AWOL. Sincere viewers, it was a pleasure having you with us for today's Shining World Compassion Award program on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is Enlightening Entertainment after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven forever smile on you and your loved ones.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.